Hey, you guys, welcome back to the pod. Welcome if you're new. This is Alyssa. So Danielle and I are currently traveling. Danielle has been in Italy and I am in New York now for the holiday, which I'm so excited about. And I hope you guys have an amazing 4th of July holiday as well. But since we're not recording new episodes this week, we just wanted to play back some of our favorites and some of the ones that you guys have loved the most. So the Going to Events Alone episode is one of my personal favorites, and it's one of our best performing. And I feel like it's just so relevant and relatable to literally anyone. It doesn't matter if you're a smaller creator or a larger creator. I feel like there can be such anxiety about going to an event alone. So these tips are so great, and I honestly apply these tips when I go to events alone still, and they help so much. So hope you guys love this episode. If you haven't heard it yet, then it's new for you. And if you've heard it already, it could be just a good refresher. But one last thing before we play the episode is that our South of France trip actually closes for full signups. I want to say it's July 28th. That's the date we're going with. It's about 50 days before the trip starts, which I feel like is a really good amount of time. So we do still have a couple spots left. So if you're interested, there's still time to sign up for that, which we are excited about. But hope you guys have an amazing week again. Stay safe on the 4th of July and have so much fun. And we will be back next week with a new episode. Enjoy. This week's episode, we're really excited about because I feel like we've both experienced situations that are very relevant to this, and it's going to an event alone, just tips, tricks, and advice. And I feel like even if you aren't fully in the influencer space, this definitely can apply to 9-to-5s as well. I think going to an event is networking, and that can just open up so many opportunities that you might not even know of. So, funny little story time. So, when I was still working my corporate job, it was retail really, I was trying to climb that corporate ladder, and I was working for Sunglass Hut in Arizona, and we went to this like sales meeting. I forget what it's called, but like when you're in your top sales, it's like a president's club or whatever. Something. It's like a president's club, kind of like a celebration thing. And there was just a bunch of different events during the week. And so I tried to go to as many as possible. And I ended up chatting with someone who worked at the Sunglass Hut in San Diego, because at the time I was in Arizona. And we connected there. I only spoke with her once. We exchanged numbers and that was it. And then, you know, the thing ends, and then I go back home, and a couple months later, she texts me, literally, I want to say, like, 1 month after I graduated. She was like, hey, like, I know you mentioned you were graduating in May, you know, I have this opening at one of my stores here in San Diego, and was wondering if you'd be interested in applying for the position. And like, I had always wanted to move to San Diego or California, just to get out of Arizona, because I was born and raised there and just wanted something different. And so it ended up working out. I interviewed and I got the job in San Diego, and it was just obviously changed my life, because otherwise I would have still been in Arizona, and who knows what my life would have looked like if I stayed there. So it's just so crazy that literally going to that one event, talking to one person, exchanging numbers, that's it, like opened up this entire door of opportunities that put me where I am now, which wouldn't have happened if I didn't go, if I didn't really talk to anyone or like put myself out there. So that's like crazy to think about. It literally blows my mind.
And that's such a good example that it's not, that wasn't influencer or like related in this industry. So I feel like this episode's really good for everyone, anyone. And yeah, that's like definitely a common theme in our life in this industry as well, going to one event leading to so many different opportunities,
so paid partnerships, like
introducing or getting introduced to new people. I don't know, just so much good comes out of this. I don't think we've ever had a bad experience from going to an event, honestly. So
even if the event itself wasn't that great, like somehow we still took something very positive out of it, which makes it obviously worth it, which is why we go to as many events as we can, which is why you guys see us driving to LA all the time. And you're probably like, they're so crazy. They're driving, you know, all the time. LA is about 2.5 hours from us each way. So it does. It is a lot. But Like, it's all so worth it to us because we've just seen it pay off over and over and over again. So.
Yeah. No, for sure.
I feel like definitely worth pushing yourself. So we just wanted to share some tips and tricks and advice that, you know, we would give to maybe our younger selves going through the situation or, you know, give to someone who has just started, doesn't really know anyone, doesn't really know what to do. These are things or just like how our mindset is when we're doing it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And hopefully this can motivate you to go to an event down the line, or if there's one that maybe we're hitting you in a good spot, you have one that you were invited to but you're too scared to go. Hopefully this can be some sort of motivation, inspiration to go, because I definitely, like, I think I talk about this later on, but like, honestly, that's how we met, by going to an event by ourselves. So that's the basis. So let's dive in. So our first point is, what could go wrong? Truly, like, think about the worst possible scenario, which, like, truly the worst possible scenario is someone is rude to you, and that honestly doesn't happen at events. Like, no one's there to be rude to people, you know? Nothing, honestly, like, just don't get in your way. I feel like it's all about mindset as well. You're your own, what do they say? You're your own worst enemy, or like biggest critic, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the thing. I feel like everyone is like nervous going, mm-hmm. like you're not the only one. And I feel like when you are in the moment, you're like, oh, I'm so nervous. Like, I'm so scared. Like, I'm the only one who's nervous going to this. Like, everyone else is going to know each other. They're all going to be hanging out and talking. Like, I feel like that's kind of what our initial thoughts go to, mm-hmm. but it's not like that at all. It's literally everyone's in the same boat. And we've literally talked to girls who we had admired at the time and still do. And like, we eventually would go up and say hi to them, and they were like, oh my gosh, hi. Like, thanks for saying hi. That's so sweet. Like, I just get so nervous and I get social anxiety when I go to events alone, so I don't know who to say hi to. And we just weren't expecting that because she has like more followers, and you're like, mm-hmm. oh, everyone's so confident. But then really you find out everyone feels the exact same way.
Yeah. Just remember, just because someone has more followers than you, or just a ton of followers, like over a certain amount that, you know, you're thinking of, it doesn't
seem so big
that they have more confidence. So just keep that in mind, because I feel like it's easy to associate the more followers you have, the more confidence you have. I feel like that's some sort of like subconscious thing in our head, but that is so false. So false. Mm-hmm. Nothing really changes.
And I think it really doesn't. And I feel like it's kind of one of those things, like the more you do it and the more practice it, the easier it gets. Mm-hmm. So it's like the first one is always going to be the scariest, but once you conquer that, it gets a little easier every single time. And then I also feel like when you go to these events, you realize that most of the people in the industry are really nice and sweet, or that's what we've personally encountered. And if we ever encounter something that's not that situation, then we kind of just like walk away, move on, and like never think about that again, because that's literally not on you at all.
Right.
So I just think, like, I don't know. I feel like you really just have nothing to lose at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. And if someone's rude to you, because I feel like it's easy to think that people are stuck
staring
up or
at
rude,
you,
or like judging you, but that
it's like high school.
So
it's like
opposite.
High school in the movies. Like, yes. When you like go into the lunchroom for the first day of school and you're like so stressed out because you don't know who you're going to sit with, who you're going to talk to. Like, are you going to sit alone? It's like that feeling that's getting like brought up. But then you get there and then you see people you followed on Instagram, or someone says hi to you, and that just like changes your whole experience. Like, we build it up to be this thing that it's not that big.
Yes. Literally, we just build it up in our head. Exactly.
Yeah.
I was going to say something and I forgot. Darn it. If I remember, I'll say it. But also we have an episode on our mantras and our mental health if you want to listen to that too. I feel like that's a really good episode to listen to before going into an event or if you're feeling stuck, just because we talk a lot about like different things that have helped us. But truly, the more you go to these events in the industry, because there's a lot, the less anxiety you'll feel about them. I feel like at this point, I mean, obviously I get a little nervous going to an event by myself, but I really wouldn't think twice about it, whereas I would have severe anxiety over it, like first starting out, and that's so normal. Truly so normal.
Another podcast episode that I really, really, really liked, like so much, it stuck with me and it was just so good, is the Call Her Daddy podcast. She has an episode, it's a pretty recent one, and it's about social anxiety, and it has just such good perspective in it. And it's crazy to think that like even people like her get nervous to go to things. Mm-hmm. And like how she handles it, her mindset. I think she has one of her therapists on as a guest. Like it was just a really good episode. So if you want more insight into that, that's another really, really good episode to listen to that I would definitely recommend.
Yeah, I still need to listen to that. So good. That's a good thing to reference for sure.
I'll try to link it on our influence community stories today so that you guys know what I'm talking about. But I've shared it on my personal stories before and I just love it so much. So I'll definitely share it. But the next thing is you can post on your close friends list or even your main list or your stories to see if anyone's going. I feel like we started seeing that become very popular. Like people would just like screenshot the email or the invite and be like, hey, is anyone else going? Because that way it's like you can see who else got the invite maybe, or like if they were too scared to go alone, you guys can plan to like meet up beforehand. You can plan the time to arrive so you guys can get there together or like go in together or meet right inside. I feel like when you kind of have that plan with someone you're going to meet up with, it makes it a lot easier because I feel like when you get somewhere, you're like, oh gosh, I'm so stressed. But like if you're on your phone, like you're like, oh, hey, girl, I'm here. Like, where are you? Then your mind is focusing on other things. It's focusing on fighting your friend as opposed to like creating these like crazy scenarios in your head of what could go wrong.
Yeah, definitely. I love when people post on their close friends list, or I feel like it's more of a thing on your close friends list. Obviously, you can still post on your like normal stories, but if you don't have a close friends list of, I feel like most people create it for like bloggers and stuff in this industry. Yeah. So it's just like very tailored, especially for things like this. But well, it's
like, so you're kind of like not bothering people who that it like, it doesn't pertain to.
Yes.
Kind of.
Yes. I would definitely suggest you like probably keep it on your close friends list just because like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can create a little group to go with. You can also, I feel like it's a good way to create new friendships, like in real life. Maybe you have someone on your close friends list, just like, you know, another blogger in the industry, and they're going to like, yeah, you can meet up, create new friends. I feel like this is a really good way to do that. Also, like maybe you need a plus one and someone's like, I'm down to go, you know? Things like that, I feel like it's a really good idea to post on your close friends list if you're nervous about it.
And I feel like when you get the invite too, you can totally ask the brand if you can bring a plus one. I feel like for the most part, they're pretty down with that because I feel like they kind of don't expect you to show up alone unless it's like a very private, intimate, like very selective event, which I feel like you would kind of know the vibe or they would tell you that, which is totally fine. But I feel like usually when I ask that, they'll be like, they'll ask me who I'm considering bringing, and then I just send the name or the like your name and your handle. And they're like, oh yeah, totally fine. Like, so it's like most of the time they're good with it.
Yeah, usually so they don't care.
That's another good way to kind of, if you are nervous about an event, just see if you can bring a plus one. And then I feel like all those fears go away.
For sure. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, if, unless they say no plus ones, you can.
Sometimes I still ask, not going to lie. Sometimes I pretend like I didn't see that part.
Good idea.
And I ask, and I feel like they still say yes. Literally the only time they'll say no is if it's like a seated dinner, like small, like there's not enough space.
Yeah, true.
You know,
it's worth a shot.
Other than that, it's like not that big of a deal, I feel like. Yeah, so
it's worth a shot. And if you don't have a plus one in mind, like, again, putting on your close friend story and just asking, does anyone want to go to this? Like, literally, you have nothing to lose. Yeah. But if not, you should still go by yourself.
Yes. So then, next step, if you don't have a plus one, you're going by yourself, the next thing you could potentially do is pep talk yourself up in the car. And I have 1,000% done this. There's so many ways you can do it. You can listen to your favorite music on the way there, like create a playlist with your favorite songs to pump you up. You can listen to motivational podcasts, anything that makes you like feel good and confident. I feel like listen to that. And at the end of the day, you have to be your own hype woman, and no one is going to create these paths or opportunities or open these doors or network for you. You truly have to be the one to do that. And I feel like you owe it to yourself and you deserve it to show up for yourself in these times. Because yes. I feel like this is the universe handing you this opportunity, opening this door for you, and you just have to step through it. And that first step is the scariest one, but literally once you do it, it's just so easy. And like, you'll be like, oh my gosh, why was I even freaking out? This was so fun. This was so cool. I'm so glad I did this. And obviously we say this all the time, but you deserve a seat at the table. And that's literally why you were invited to the event. So I feel like you just keep telling yourself those things. Like, literally, I'm not joking. I feel like I did this like growing up with gymnastics and like mental toughness is like I would repeat things when I was like nervous about something, like a skill or a routine or whatever during competitions. I would just repeat things in my head that would help me like just feel confident, and it kind of distracts you from all the outside noise and like crazy things happening in your brain. So it's like if you just literally repeat anything that makes you feel good, like, you know, I'm my own hype woman, I deserve a seat at the table. Literally repeat those things until you get to the door. And like, if that's what it takes, like, that's a way, a method you can do that. And I feel like just tell yourself you got this. You deserve a seat at the table. Like, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And another one we always say is everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of fear. So don't stand in your own way, because I feel like the most growth happens when you're scared to do something. But, oh my gosh, it's so worth it, you guys. Like, I
and it's like you've put so much work to get here, to get to this point, to get this, you know, brand invite, this work invite, this networking opportunity. You've been working to get there. And, like, now you have to, like, accept the opportunity and take it and make the most of it, I feel like. So I just wish I could cheer every single person on walking into their event alone and be like, you got this. Like, you go, girl.
Honestly, if you need some hype women, literally, let us know. Because
if you're walking to an event, like, DM us and be like, I'm so scared right now. Like, I don't know what to do. And I will literally message you back and be like, you got this. Like, you deserve to be there. You're going to kill it. Like, go say hi to someone. Like, literally, we got your backs, you guys. But seriously, I feel like just find a couple phrases that you feel confident with and just repeat those to yourself and get to the door.
And get to the door, because once you get
you
in,
you guys, I'm not even joking. I feel like at the beginning when I started going to events alone, parking is like my biggest stressor. So like if I can't find a parking spot, I'll leave. So, okay, once I find my parking spot, I would go early so that I could find my parking spot. And then I would get my parking spot and I'd be like, okay. One time I literally got out of the car, started walking to the door. I turned around. I got so scared. I went back to the car. I sat in my car for another 10 minutes.
And oh, I was like, my God. I can do this.
Like, you can do this, Alyssa. Like, you can do this. Like, what? It's like, what's the worst that's going to happen? Like, you're going to know people in there. Like, it's fine. And again, at the end of the day, if it's not, like, you can just leave. It's fine. And so I got out of the car and I ended up like hyping myself back in. But like, it happens to all of us. Like, you got to do what you got to do to get yourself there. And, like, it's scary, but I did it. And I'm happy that I did it. And obviously, I remembered the experience. And I feel like it motivated me to, like, keep going to events. So
literally the same thing happened to me. You can do it. I remember I went to this event. I was so nervous. I didn't know anyone. I went to the bathroom because I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, that's a good one. Bathroom. Yes. Hit the bathroom first.
Go to the bathroom. Yeah, if you don't know anyone, just go to the freaking bathroom. I hyped myself up in the mirror. I was like, you're going to stay. You can do this. Like, just freaking stay for 10 more minutes. And in those 10 minutes, like, I was able to, like, say hi to more people, like, meet more people and feel comfortable, more comfortable than I did, because I truly was about to leave, like, for sure. I'm so proud that I didn't.
It literally happens to all of us. Yes. So, like, don't feel weird if, like, you're that scared, because that's normal.
It is so normal. Like, so normal. And a lot of people don't talk about this, I feel like. So it's easy to think that not everyone experiences, like, this. But
yeah,
literally,
like, everyone's so confident. And yeah, you might think, like, everyone is so confident and no one's nervous. Like, no one has social anxiety. Like, I'm the only one. But truly, you are not alone. So please just remember that and know that. And keep pushing yourself, because you can totally do it. And I feel like this next tip is a really good one too. So you're going alone. You don't have a plus one. You don't know anyone who's going.
But you made it through the door.
You're through the door. You went to the bathroom because you freaked out. You're like, oh my God, I have to go to the bathroom. You go to the bathroom. Okay, next thing you do is, if you don't know anyone at the event, look for the brand contact who invited you to go talk to them, because I feel like this is huge, because most of the time they'll be there. Whether it's the brand rep or the PR rep or someone, find that person and just introduce yourself, because one, I feel like making that face-to-face contact, like that connection, is just so huge in this industry and really any industry, like sales, marketing, all that. When you make that connection, especially after COVID now, I feel like people really value that more, because it was taken away for so long, and then events were virtual for a while, and so now we're getting back into in person. So just introduce yourself, say hi, they will start talking to you, they're gonna say hi back. I literally did this at a Nasty Gal event, like, a couple years ago. I didn't know anyone, so I just went up to my contact and we chatted for 20 minutes, and, like, yeah, I was like, okay, that wasn't bad.
Yeah, and honestly, I forgot to, like, jot this down, but beforehand, if you're, like, nervous about this, I would definitely ask if they're gonna be there. And just, like, confirm and be like, oh my gosh, can't wait to see you there, or are you gonna be there? Like, I definitely wanna say hi.
Yeah.
And if they're not, maybe they'll probably tell you the contact who will be there. So definitely, like, make sure to ask this if you are nervous about not knowing anyone. But they are,
and I feel
so
like another
sweet
thing that we do is when we get to the check-in table, because normally they check you in, we ask, like, oh, is so-and-so here? Mm-hmm. Like, is the brand rep, is this person here? Like, I want to say hi and introduce myself. And they'll, if you don't know, like, what they look like, they'll usually, like, point them out or be like, yeah, she's over by, you know, whatever. But I feel like that's, like, a really good way too, if you actually don't know the brand rep, you don't know what they look like you have no idea, just ask the table when you check in to see, like, where they are. And that also makes it easier. And then you can just be like, oh, hey, are you so-and-so? Like, and they'll be like, yes or no. And if they say no, they'll be like, oh, no, but she's over there. And you'll be like, oh, my gosh, thank you so much. Like, it's really not a big deal.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's kind of how the conversations always go, or it is. And they're like, yeah, so nice to meet you. And then you say hi, like, introduce yourself, give your Instagram handle, just because, like, they're talking and meeting so many people. So that way they can meet you. And then I feel like it's another good way you can also say bye to them when you leave. So then it's kind of like you've had those two touch points with them, and hopefully they'll, you know, remember you for more opportunities, other events, campaigns, whatever it is. I feel like just that one-on-one connection, if you can make it at an event, is, like, the best part.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's gonna really deliver for you in the future.
Yeah. I mean, networking is, like, the biggest part of this job. So these events are so good to practice at, and speaking to these brand contacts, oh my gosh, it's so valuable. So just that alone, if anything, going into the events and knowing that this is such a valuable part of the job should hopefully motivate you, because we have made some amazing connections at events that we would have never thought we would have. But also just,
I can't even remember. There was, like, this one period where we, like, went to an event, and because we went to that event, we got invited to this other event.
Yeah.
And then we went to that event, like, and then got invited to, like, this, like, major event. So it's like, if we didn't go to that first event, we would have never known about the major event.
Exactly.
Like, and, like, that's just kind of how it works. Like, it's so crazy.
And it just comes up, like, when you're talking, like, maybe, and if you want to, like, learn, like, things that we say that kind of lead into this is like, oh, like, are you guys busy this holiday season? Like, what do you guys have going on? Or like, for example, for Coachella, we were like, oh my gosh, like, what are you guys doing for Coachella? Like, are you doing anything big? And that just like gets a conversation going. And obviously they're gonna say or invite you to something that maybe you wouldn't have been otherwise, but like, because you brought it up, because you're top of mind now, they're probably gonna invite you. So just like,
every day Ferguson works with people transforming the world we live in, and we bring them the products, tools, experience, and scale to make complex projects simple, successful, and sustainable. Ferguson. Together, we build better.
Are you looking to boost your business and cultivate lasting customer relationships? Just use Brevo. Brevo is the most approachable customer relationship management platform. Now, it's easy to send automated emails with a variety of pre-built workflows. Brevo also has a user-friendly interface and drag-and-drop editors that everyone can use. So to boost your business, boost your sales with Brevo. Visit brevo.com and start today for free. No credit card needed. That's brevo.com.
Like, asking curious questions, like, are you guys busy? Like, what do you guys have going on this next season? Or, you know, something specific to the time is really a good idea.
Yeah. And then if they tell you about this event in the future and then you don't hear from them, but you obviously know about the event, like, definitely feel free to email them and be like, hey, I remember you mentioned this event, like, you know, during this week, like, wondering if it was still happening or if you had have any more space available for it. And like, most of the time they literally just get so busy and they'll be like, oh my gosh, yes, like, here are the details, like, let me know when you can come. And then like, boom, you're in. And that's literally all it takes. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is too, is like, the more events you go to, I feel like the similar kind of groups of girls go. So then you get more familiar and you recognize more faces each time when you go. Or it's like, if you see someone and you go up to them, you know, because you saw them at the last event, they could be with another girl, and then you get introduced to them. And then potentially at the next event, you see that girl and you know her because you were introduced at the last event. And it's just kind of this snowball effect, like you said, where you just meet all these people and then you start to recognize people. And then it's like, you can build relationships and network off that. You could find, you know, shooting buddies, like anything like that, really. Like, I just feel like there's literally so many different types of opportunities for your business at these events, whether it's, you know, networking with the brands or networking with the girls and like finding new friends in the space. Like, there's just so much that can happen. So we definitely make sure to say hi to the brand contacts at every event we go to. We say hi and bye and like make sure like we thank them for having us and all that. So
true.
I feel like that's probably one of the most important things you can do. Like, if you are trying to go and leave, like, say hi to your brand contact, make sure they see you, connect. And then if you're feeling uncomfortable or you have other things to do, like, leave. But like, that's the one thing.
Also, really quick with also the brand contacts thing, if you mention like, oh my gosh, I don't actually know anyone here, they will probably introduce you to someone, or they'll hopefully be like, oh my gosh, like, let me introduce you to this girl, or saying something like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know anyone here, like, do you, like, is there anyone that you can introduce me to or whatever? Like, I'm sure they would be so happy to do that. So
yeah,
just, I don't know, be intentional with the things that you say to the brand contacts, because it's a really good person to talk to if you, of course, don't know anyone, but also in general too at these events.
Yeah. I feel like that's what we've kind of always done, and it's always ended up working out. And yeah, I feel like I can't even think of really any negative experiences off the top of my head, which means there weren't really any that like were that important that I remember, that they were just so bad, you know,
like events or talking to brand
content? Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No, just events. Like, I,
if someone's
obviously rude, if it was bad, I would remember it.
Yes, there's never been anything crazy. If someone's rude, chances are that's like their reputation, honestly. But I would say
either they're having a bad day or that's their reputation.
Yes. But I would say this is honestly so rare. Like, so rare to have a bad experience or encounter like a rude person at an event. I feel like word gets around. You don't want to have that reputation. I don't know why you would be rude at an event, because we're networking and like why would you burn a bridge? We always say this, but like there is no point in burning bridges in this industry. It is truly collaboration over competition. And if it's the other way around for someone, it's very obvious. And I would say people tend to stay away from that person. That's not going to get you far in this industry, being catty. So
yeah,
just remember that. Not like very little people are mean.
And I think too, every time that we've truly, like, I feel like we talk about this a little later, but when we go up to say hi to someone we don't know, it always goes well. Like, whether they have more followers than us, less followers, like, it doesn't really matter. We just, like, go up and go, oh my gosh, hi, like, I follow you on Instagram. Are you so-and-so? They'll be like, oh my gosh, yes, like, you know, and then that's a conversation starter right there. And, you know, where are you from and all that stuff? Like, what's your Instagram? Like, I don't know. I feel like that just opens so many doors. But moving on to the next point is that remember, you don't have to stay for the entire event. I feel like at first I thought that was like a thing.
Like, if it's like 4 to 8 or like 4 to 10, like, you don't need to stay for that long. It's usually always come and go unless it's a sit down dinner.
Yeah, so which they'll like specifically tell you. And I feel like nowadays it's like very appointment based and specific. Mm-hmm. Like, you pick a time to go and then it's like a 30 minute to an hour slot. But little old me thought at the beginning that you go for the whole time. So I'm there from like 4 to 8 and I'm like, I really don't know what to do anymore.
Oh my God. No, yeah. These events, usually most of the time, they are like, there's some fun activities, there's gifting, little things. But all in all, I would say the actual event takes like 30 minutes and then it's like 30 minutes to chat and network and like meet people.
That reminds me, that's like another good question to ask the brand rep when you say hi at the beginning. Be like, okay, like, so how does this event work? Like, what's going on? Because then they'll explain to you all the activations. You know, they'll be like, there's tarot card reading over there. There's ear seating over there. There's a sound bath literally over there.
My favorite events.
Yeah, what else do they do?
And then
like, they'll like tell you, gifting, and they'll be like, and then we hopefully have a gifting suite where you can pick out one outfit. So just let me know like what's catching your eye. And then they'll be like, we can order it for you, or we can pack it up for you, or like, if we don't have it, we'll order it. Like, they'll kind of let you know, because sometimes it definitely can be overwhelming if you see all these things but you have no idea how anything works. It's very normal to ask and be like, okay, like, so how does this work? Like, what's going on? Like, do I need to sign up? Do, like, how is this?
That's, you know, what they're there for.
I feel
truly,
like, very normal. So, and that's also a conversation starter, because then you'd be like, okay, great. And then you can like figure out, and like I recently went to an event alone and I was like, okay, like, what's going on? And so I just like went and did all the little activations by myself, and I got myself a nice massage and a nice like facial thing, and like picked out an outfit and ate my food. And like, I didn't know anyone else there besides the rep, and we just like chatted and I did my things and then I left. But like, I did everything, and like, I feel like it was like a great event and I had a great time. So it was literally fine.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, definitely know that you don't have to stay the full time. I did not know that. So the rep
they're
is
like,
probably
why,
like,
is this girl still here? No, yeah, it's so very normal to come.
No,
again.
I feel like I learned that very quickly. I only did that one time and I was like, oh, like one of the girls was like, okay, like, we're leaving now. And I was like, oh, you guys aren't staying. And they're like, no. I was like,
screaming.
Okay, yeah, I'm leaving too.
Oh yeah, I was just on my way out. I'll walk with you guys.
Me too.
That's so funny. No one tells you this,
you know,
stuff,
like,
honestly.
You live and
you
learn,
know?
Literally.
How would you know? How did we know? We learned by like embarrassing ourselves, but learning, it's part of the process.
And now we're telling you guys.
Yeah,
so
but
you
now
don't
you guys
that.
Know. Exactly.
So that is one thing. And then I feel like we just recommend challenging yourself to stay longer, even if you're feeling uncomfortable at the beginning. Like we said this earlier, challenge yourself to 10 extra minutes.
Yes, like, that is what
you
I
never
did.
Know what can come from it.
I literally, you guys, I met Alyssa for the first time at this random event in San Diego. It was my first, I think this is my first event ever. I remember I couldn't find parking, so I like parked somewhere so far. I Ubered there. And so I didn't even have the option to really just hop in my car and like leave. But anyways, I walked straight to the bathroom, was literally going to leave. And I was like, okay, I just need to stay 10 more minutes. And I just started chatting with people. That's how I met Alyssa. And if I didn't go, like, I don't know what my life would be like now, because like so many things happened from that one event.
Literally.
And it was so random.
So crazy.
Like the weirdest, random, most random event. And I don't even think this brand is in business anymore, but like,
I don't think so either.
You just get so much more than just what the event is. So I don't know. I feel like we don't ever think, I mean, obviously it depends, but like at this point or before, like we never really considered not going to an event just because it looked dumb or like small or it's not going to be worth it. Like, I don't know. I feel like we always think the events are worth it, because that event we've just had on paper definitely wasn't worth it, but I gained so much from it.
Yeah, I feel like I gained my life from that. So I know. Fine.
So you never know which event that could be for you.
Yeah. And I think too, if you like don't really know what to do, just set small goals for yourself and make them like say hi to 3 different girls. Mm-hmm. And I literally swear you'll be like, okay, I'm going to leave in 10 minutes. I'm going to say hi to 3 people, and you'll end up staying for 2 hours.
Oh, because absolutely.
You start talking, you like make connections with these people, like you guys have mutual friends, like so many crazy things come up. And just saying hi, again, you're going to see these girls at other events, and now you can go straight up to them and be like, hey girl, how are you?
Like, yeah, like good to see you again.
Event. Like, yes, so easy and good. And just like, maybe your goal is to stay for 30 minutes. Like, literally, if you don't know anyone, like, go to the bathroom, say hi to your brand rep, eat some food, do the activations, mm-hmm. go look at the gifting suite. And that's like 30 minutes right there. So I feel like they're like setting a goal will kind of keep you distracted and focused on that goal as opposed to stressing out about
and you'll
really
feel
not
accomplished.
Knowing anyone.
Like, you know, mm-hmm. you'll just
oh my God,
feel,
you feel
good about yourself.
So good. You feel so good.
Like, if anything, like, you stay true to your goals. And I feel like each event after that, you can make a little harder of a goal. Like, maybe your goal for the first event is just to say hi to like 1 or 2 girls. And then the next event, say hi to 3. Stay for a little bit longer, you know? Get out of your comfort zone, because it's always going to feel easier as you go. And as you like set these goals for yourself and you accomplish them, like,
I feel
it'll
like
build your confidence.
It just feels so good to show up for yourself and to mm-hmm. show up for yourself with something that you deserve and that you've been working hard for and that you've created the opportunity for yourself. I just feel like it's, I don't remember who says this, but it's one of those things where it's like making a promise to yourself and keeping it builds confidence. I think it's Ed Milet. I think I heard it on the Skinny Confidential podcast when he was on, and he just mentioned like how the way to build confidence is to make a promise to yourself and keep it. And if you keep keeping your promises to yourself, you will grow in confidence. But it's when you break those promises that you lose confidence and trust in yourself. So I feel like mm-hmm. you just owe it to yourself to show up and do your best, whatever that looks like. If your best is showing up, walking in for 5 minutes, saying hi to the brand contact and leaving, then that's your best and you showed up and that's what matters.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what's the important part to remember, because I feel like this industry is just all about growing, pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. And that's how you find so many new opportunities. And that's, again, in life, in this industry, in your 9-to-5 career, like anything. Like, this is like a tip that you can always carry with you, I feel like.
Yeah, truly, that is the key to this industry. Like, I feel like that up there with obviously creating really good content, but this is going to be what sets you apart / helps grow your brand. So I don't know, it's just very important.
Yes. And then another thing you can do is if you recognize someone at the event, even just because you follow them, maybe you've never met them, like, just go say hi to them. I think it just creates this feeling when you experience it. I don't know how to really describe it, but like, everyone loves feeling like seen or known. So if you go up to someone and you're like, oh my gosh, hi, like, my name is this, like, I follow you on Instagram, mm-hmm. like, just introduce yourself. Like, I feel like everyone is so nice about that. Like, we
everyone
do that to people.
So special.
And then people do that to us and it makes, like, it fully makes our day. So it's like, you know how that feels when someone does it to you, so you can create that same exactly. feeling for someone else.
And like, you, I don't know, I feel like everyone feels nervous about saying hi to someone because no one wants to feel rejected, but everyone is feeling that way. So if you go up to someone and they were nervous to say hi to you first, but you just say hi to them first, they're gonna be so appreciative, so thankful, and they're probably gonna be like, oh my gosh, like, thank you for saying hi, I was so nervous. Just feel like yeah. everyone is like nervous and wants to feel seen, accepted, not rejected in this industry. So you might as well just initiate it. I also saw this TikTok and it was, I forget what it was about, but it was pretty much, oh, it was about like energy and walking into the room or walking into like a party or whatever. But this is obviously for an event. But you seriously change the energy when you walk into an event and you start saying hi to people, because people start gravitating toward you. Because you're like putting out this really positive energy. I feel like
it's one of my favorite things to do now. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when you do it so much, you get so much practice that maybe you say hi to someone and they totally forget who you are. Like, I feel like that's one of the things that I was always so nervous yes, about. Same. But then you just learn how to play it off. You're and just like, hey, girl,
honestly,
like,
you stop caring.
We met at this event, and they'll be like, oh, and you'll be like, yeah, my name is Alyssa, like at Alyssa.Larson. Like, and they'll either just go along with it or you just like keep the conversation going. And it's literally not a big deal at all.
Yeah, you're like, oh my gosh, like, no worries. Like, I am so bad with names. Like, things like
that. Some people are just bad with names, bad right. with faces, like whatever. It is, just say your name again. I feel like you can never go wrong with saying your name. Even if they remember it, then great, it's a reminder. And then if they forgot it, then you just told them your name.
I'm just like, please yeah. like, tell me your name.
Or but, like, if you don't know, be like, wait, what's your Instagram handle again? Like, I feel like that's another really good icebreaker.
But yes,
because then people will say it and then you'll be like, oh my gosh, yes. Because like, I don't know, sometimes it's like, if you've never met in person, like the name and the handle and the face, like exactly. all don't click.
Especially but as if soon it's as
you
get
that introduction
name.
Yeah, it's once you make that introduction, it's so fine. And it's totally fine to ask, be like, wait, what was your name again? Like, I'm so sorry, I'm so bad with names, like yeah. whatever, play it off. Like, I feel like people don't really care as much right. as we think people care.
Exactly. Exactly. You, I don't know, you just build tough skin in the industry, and like little things like this, they do not matter. I would never think twice about that, but like maybe, I don't know, yeah. you just learn to be like, predict what people are going to say, like, you know, all that kind of stuff. But
yeah, I think just breaking the ice, going and saying hi to people, you just like create these like more familiar faces, you know? And then it just gives you more confidence when you go to an event, because I remember going to my first few events, I didn't know anybody, but eventually I kept going and I started recognizing people. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, okay. And then you go say yeah. hi to those people, or, and then you get introduced to new people, and it's just this cycle. And then you're never not going to know anyone. So now my mindset when I go to an event is like, oh, I'm definitely going to know someone.
You're
like,
going to see no way I won't person.
Know someone. Yeah.
Because at these events, chances are the same like sort of people are going to keep going to the events that you're invited to. So also, if you're invited to an event, like, you could DM the person you met at this other event and be like, hey girl, are you going to this event? And you know, you'll just know more people going. Maybe they'll be with another creator that you've never met, then you'll get introduced to them. Just, I don't know, it just all saying hi to people, going to these events, like, you will meet such a large amount of girls in the industry and just build your connections, and it's so important. So,
and I feel like yeah. it'll happen very quickly too. It doesn't take that long. I feel like it takes a couple events, literally like 2 to 3 events, and then like boom, there boom. You go,
that's all you need. Truly, like the same
just like that
same sort of people like are usually at events, so
yeah,
you get the vibe.
And I feel like it's like one of those things where it's kind of like the gym. When you go, you always feel so much better after you went. You're just like, yes. wow, I'm so glad I went. Like, I so did not want to go today. I was not in the mood. And then you go and you feel amazing. I feel like it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, like, we've never regretted going to an event. You always get something out of it, truly. And if that's not your mindset, I think that's a really good mindset to have. Like, what did I get out of this event? Like, even if it's, I met this person today, I got this really cool gifting opportunity, I met the brand contact, like, it, I don't know, I think it's a really good mindset to keep. Because you never regret going to the gym. Like, I don't know. That's our mindset. We never really regret going to these events. We get something out of it, even if it was just fun, you know?
Even if it was like a free massage.
Yeah. I don't know. Like free facial. You always get something good.
But yeah, at the end of the day, you'll be proud of yourself for showing up for yourself. You'll feel accomplished. Like you get something done. Like I love that feeling so much. Mm-hmm. Love a good checklist. Love crossing something off my list. Like I'm like, yep, went to that event. Check.
Yeah, it's always going to be productive.
I feel like it'll just make you want to go to more events, which is like great for your business if that's what you're, you know, wanting to grow and develop in this industry. So I feel like it's just like it's like a snowball effect, but in the most positive way. It's like once you start going, things start happening, connections start getting made, like friendships, brands, opportunities, doors are opened. Like, I don't know. I feel like we could just go on and on and on and tell you guys like all these amazing things that happen, but they truly do. And I feel like that's why we're so passionate about this topic, because we've truly gotten some of the coolest opportunities by going to events that we didn't even think were going to be that like big of a deal. And then so maybe a lot of people didn't end up going because they didn't think it was going to be a big deal, and then it was like really cool, and then we got a cool opportunity from it.
Yeah.
So,
and also side note, if you are living in an area where there aren't a lot of events, my suggestion would be pay attention to the closest areas, or even if they're far and you're traveling to that area, whatever, like just get on PR agencies or brands' radar, maybe reach out to them and be like, hey, like I would love to be on the list for events or event invites, or I'm traveling to this city at this time, please keep me in mind for any events, because then you can create opportunities to go, or, you know, if you take a trip, you'll have that opportunity. Because obviously we don't live in LA, but we make the trip down. So just keep that in
all
mind.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys, to put it in perspective, we literally drive 2.5 hours is normal. 2 hours is good. And like sometimes it's like 3, 3.5, almost 4 with traffic each direction, because like that's how bad.
Sounds so
crazy. We want to go to these events. But we don't care. Like, that's like, we're trying to find all the opportunities, network. It's like, this is our job at the end of the day. So that's like what we see is worth our time and what is valuable to us. And like, we will continue to do that until we like don't see that it's contributing to like our growth. But it very much is. So we will keep doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So hopefully this episode helps you guys, whether it's a tip or motivates you or just kind of like gives, you know, an insight into people's headspace and like what's normal, because I feel like we always feel like we're the only ones who are feeling a certain way and we feel isolated and alone. So definitely just knowing you're not alone in these feelings. Most people have felt them, have experienced them, and these are just kind of ways that we've dealt with it and how we manage to do it or go to events alone. And it's really good to just put yourself out there and grow and push yourself and show up for yourself. And I feel like at the end of the day, you'll just be so proud. And that's when I feel like the good energy and the good opportunities start to flow in. So
Exactly.
Yeah, so hope you guys liked this. Let us know your thoughts. I feel like, do you have anything else you want to add to this?
No, I don't think so. I feel like it can look intimidating on like Instagram stories or, I don't know. I hope this gave like an inside look at usually what events are typically like, because I feel like it is, when you see events on stories, it can look really intimidating, honestly. I used to think that from people's stories. So just know it's really not intimidating as it might seem.
And I feel like it kind of just, I don't know how to say it, but it like makes you want to be better in a way. And it makes you want to push yourself out of your comfort zone, and it makes you want to grow. Like, I feel like for me, an example is like, we always go to LA to these like crazy events where there's literally celebrities and models and stunning people, and you are just very humbled when you go. Mm-hmm. And so like one of the things for me was like, I really want to learn how to do my makeup, like, so that I can like feel confident when I go to these events. And so I invested in some makeup lessons and learned how to do my makeup. So now when I go to events, I feel more confident because I pushed myself to grow in that way. And now when I go, I just feel better, if that makes sense. It's just like an example, but it's kind of something that I did for myself because I knew it would help me when I'm there.
Yeah. Like things that help you feel more confident.
Yeah. So that's just like one thing that I've done. But yeah, at the end of the day, again, just showing up for yourself, like you deserve it. We've always said that, you know, if the opportunity is there, absolutely take it. Like what's the worst that's going to happen? Probably nothing. So.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Moving into our next segment, which is the question of the week. I feel like we need to come up with like segment names. Like tea time or something. I don't know.
Cute.
We'll come up with
something. Yes.
Okay. The question is, what would your guys' advice be on brands that have specific deliverables for gifting? I am the one who reached out to them specifically, but they are asking for an Instagram story try-on haul, two Instagram posts, and IG reels in exchange. What should I do?
Okay, well, our stance on
just kidding
deliverables for gifting is it should not be a thing. I feel like gifting should be no strings attached. Brands try to take advantage. Yes. I understand why this person is like, oh, what should I do? I don't want to burn a bridge because they're the ones who asked. I still think they're very aware that like with gifted collaborations, there shouldn't be specific deliverables, especially not two Instagram posts and an Instagram reel. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah, I feel like you could definitely respond and say something like, you know, if they're the ones who are like, okay, yeah, we'll gift you in exchange for these deliverables. And you can be like, okay, great. Like, I'd love to work together. Here are my rates for these deliverables. Like, typically, I do gifting, no strings attached, but I would be happy to do a set of stories for you guys. Let me know what works best. Mm-hmm. And just kind of give them options to let them know that you're not down to do free work, obviously. But that, obviously, if you are looking for gifting, you're gonna want to share some love to the brand. I feel like that's the whole point. Like, you're not gonna reach out to a brand that you don't care about. So you do have intentions, but there just shouldn't be like required posting or deadlines, or you should not be signing a contract for gifting. I feel like I offer stories. Like, I would love to do it in exchange for stories if it's something that I really want or a brand that I really want to build the relationship with. Otherwise, I would politely decline or pass and be like, you know, unfortunately at this time, like, I'm focusing on my paid partnerships, but if your budget ever changes, like, I would love to work together, or if you'd be able to adjust the deliverables to stories, I'd be happy to do that as I have already planned on sharing the brand because I love it, whatever the situation is. But yeah, definitely be aware that brands absolutely know what they're doing and don't feel pressured to take that, because I feel like brands kind of use like the whole like scare tactic of like, oh, if she doesn't do this, like, we'll never work with her again and we're her dream brand, so she's gonna do it kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. So it's like, don't have that scarcity mindset. If the brand has that mindset anyway, like, why do you want to work with them? I feel like that happened to me at the very beginning. I wanted to work with this brand so bad. It was like literally my dream brand. And then I heard from someone that they like had a 1-year contract exclusivity from like all these other brands, like, didn't pay. It was just gifted. And I was like, why would I even want to work with a brand who has that mindset? Like,
that they don't really like appreciate their creators.
Yeah. So I feel like that's the mindset you have to have. So if like that's how that brand is going to operate, then maybe it just doesn't align with how you run your business and your energy and anything like that. So it's definitely fine to decline it. Mm-hmm. And then maybe in a couple months, like, there will be a new brand rep, or they'll get a budget, or they'll reach back out because they really like your content. Like, you never know what can happen. So it's like, don't let brands scare you into being like, okay, you have to do all these things for gifting.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Vibe.
So just keep that in mind.
So yeah, usually no strings attached. We'll do stories, but other than that, like,
yeah. You know. Like, yeah, it's not a good fit. A budget.
Yeah. Ugh. It irks me.
Yeah, I know. So just like, you shouldn't be doing a bunch for gifting.
Yeah. Okay, well, we need to like write down names, or if you guys want your names with your question, when you submit us a question, whether it's like DM yeah. or whatever, let us know if you want us to say your name so that we write it down, because we obviously don't want to say someone's name if they don't want their name said. So just let us know.
Yes. But thank you for this question if this was you.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Okay. Do you want to share the listener of the week this week?
Yes. So our listener of the week is Bridget Westendorf. It's at Bridget, B-R-I-D-G-E-T, Westendorf, W-E-S-T-E-N-D-O-R-F. We so appreciate you listening. You are such honestly, a supportive
beautiful
queen.
Name.
I know, love like Bridget Westendorf, and honestly, it really How matches classy. Her aesthetic. Her aesthetic. Because her aesthetic is a stunning modern romance vibes. I know you guys know what we're talking about. She does it so well, and she's so supportive in the comments.
Just like the whimsical fairy vibes. Yes,
like pretty dresses, the bows in the hair, like so freaking cute. I love it. She went full time, so congratulations, girl. And speaking of like events and everything, she's in New Jersey, New York area, so hit her up if you're in this area.
But us just making connections.
Yes, I know, like we're gonna make your guys's connections. But yes, thank you for listening and being our listener of the week.
Yes, thank you for the support, the sweet messages, posting about us, tagging the podcast. Like, we see it all and we absolutely love it and appreciate you so much. So thank you so much, girly. We love it.
We love it.
We love the support. But I think that's pretty much it for this week's episode. As always, we have our upcoming trips for 2023 that we are so, so excited about. And we're still deciding, but stay tuned. We might be running a little special on the Paris trip.
Oh, yes.
So we will give you details later as we work on those. But yes, we have our trips, Paris in June, Italy in September. And we're so excited. I'm literally so excited. I cannot wait.
I'm so excited.
Book my flights like right now. But yeah, so we have those linked in our bio. We also have our Facebook group. So come join that, where we have all the stunning queens and we need to let in more stunning queens.
Okay, I am approving them after this. I have this up right now. So
amazing. We'll go through and do that.
Yes.
But we love you guys. Appreciate your support as always. And be safe today. Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween if you've been weekending and doing it. I'm literally old and go to bed at like so early. So I don't do anything. But yeah, we love you guys. And we will talk to you in our next episode. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.